Do people know how much in assets they have?
Some people do, but you'd be surprised the number of clients who come in and we get them to fill out a form. And when they really put the list down in front of them, they're surprised at the different things that they own.
So the change in rules on what they can give away might make a lot of difference.
It may. If they have more than what they thought or less than what they thought, it can totally change their planning.
How much can they give away?
Right now in New York, you can leave over $3,100,000 estate tax free. And that number is going to go up to over $4.1 million come April 1, 2016. With the federal government, you can leave over $5,340,000 estate tax-free. That's a lot of money per person.
At this time of the year when they may well be looking at personal tax returns, estate planning, the tax returns of some company or family business they're involved in, this is the time of year to think about all this stuff.
This is a time of year to think about it. Honestly, it's something that can be thought of 12 months of the year. Many times we have clients come in to do planning because of a birth of a child, a birth of a grandchild, a divorce in a family, a purchase or sale of a business. And all these things don't happen on December 31st or April 15th.
Let's say the family or the big asset is a business, but they sit around the table on Passover and say, oh, yeah, these kids are getting up there. They're bumping toward college age, or the grandkids are. What should I do?
Well, that's always a good time to plan. That's kind of a succession business planning and a transfer of asset issue. But any time they sit together and can talk about these things is a good time to start the plan.
Well, if you go back 25 years, people just didn't live as long. Now they get older and wiser, we always hope. Does this make a difference? People can take a longer look.
Oh, yes, it does make a difference, planning or different things. But clients do look at, am I going to have enough money to live in the style of living that I'm accustomed to?
And they say, well, my father helped build this business. I helped build it. My grandfather. What can I do to keep it in the family?
There will be a lot of planning that would go on with whether they're going to transfer shares of the company, the thought of, are my heirs going to continue in the business? Is this a business that's going to have to be sold, or am I going to give it away and keep it within the family?
They're sitting around, and the kids say, you know, and one of them says, I've got this really, really bright daughter, and she wants to go to Smith. And I can't afford it. Grandparents sit there and say, well, you know, we might be able to help.
You can make gifts to pay for people's college tuition, and it doesn't even count as a taxable gift as long as you write the check directly to the school.
I bet some of these schools with tuition, they probably get grandparent checks.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's a very common, easy way to help the kids because you're taking that bill out of their ledger.
Of course, sometimes the kids need help different from just cash. What do you do if you're trying to help your kids or your grandkids and one of them is a screw-up?
You can pay their bills directly. So, you know, if you don't want to put money into their hands, you could pay their bills directly, or you could fund a trust that would help them later on.
You mentioned the big figures, but do a lot of people look at their returns and look at their planning and say, you know, I've got a little bit of money. This covers everybody, right?
Oh, yes, because what you're doing when you're doing the planning is looking at what you have, who you want to receive it, and how they're going to get it. But with the changes in the estate tax law allowing you to leave so much more money estate tax free, the planning can now be driven by what the family wants as opposed to worrying about the estate taxes in many cases. Because with $4 million to work with, you may not be doing planning for estate taxes, but you may be doing planning for a child, a grandchild, whether you're going to give them money directly or put it in a trust that is going to have some rules and requirements on it, such as, is it only going to be for health or education, or is it going to help them to start a business?
On this week's edition of You and the Law, Attorney John Leone has been here, and we've been talking about gifts and the IRS. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.